Hello there, my beautiful, beautiful podcast family. Hello, how are you doing today? I want you to go ahead and just wrap your arms around yourself really tight and hug yourself for me. You know, we've been in a lot of times in life, you know, especially around this time of the year, it's easy to feel alone. You know, it's easy to feel forgotten and maybe unloved and like you don't matter, but you do, you do, you do. You, man, you are so loved. I am Real Talk Kim, everybody, and welcome to, man, welcome to my world. Welcome to Real Talk Kim's world. This is my podcast. You will hear some real, some relevant, some raw information today. We're going to talk about how to trust again. That's what we're going to talk about today. How to trust again. I hear that all throughout the day. People say, I just don't know if I'll ever trust again. I'm alone. I'm lonely. And a lot of times when you stop and look at why you're alone or lonely, it's because someone's hurt you somewhere in your life. And you don't trust now. So we're going to talk about that. And I want to bring a scripture to you. We're going to go from Philippians 3:13 today. Philippians 3:13. But before we get there, you can find out all you want to know about me by just going to my website, realtalkkim.com. Realtalkkim.com. I've got incredible books out there that will bless your life. I've got great little sayings for t-shirts. I've got sermons on a little zip drive you can put in your car. I think 15 sermons. You can listen to me all day long. I have a free app that you can download on your phone. I send you notifications throughout the day of just encouragement straight to your phone from me to you. You can go to the app store. Just look for Real Talk Kim and your app store. It's free. And download it. And also, I have a mentorship program, y'all. I have an incredible mentorship program that will help you get unstuck. And so today, get in that mentorship program. You know, it's $20 a month. And the reason I even put a price tag on it was because I have a free membership at a Gold's Gym because I'm a pastor and I never even walked in it. So if you don't invest in yourself, you won't take it seriously. So it's 60 cent a day broken down. Save your McDonald's drive through and invest in yourself. I send you, you will start 2020 strong is what you'll enter into. And you don't have to go back to any of the devotions and catch up. I do it per weekly. So you're never behind. And every morning I wake you up with a devotion and I go on Facebook Live, the RTK Inner Circle page, which you only can be on if you're in the group, if you're part of the mentorship program. And I go on at 7:15 Eastern Standard Time every night and just pour into y'all Monday through Friday. So, all right. So here we go, everybody. We're going to talk about how to trust again. And the scripture that I'm doing today is Philippians 3:13. And it says, But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. But I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and look, I'm not going to look back there anymore. That's what God is saying in the scripture. I'm not going to look back anymore. There's nothing back there that I want. And that's what God is saying to you today. There's nothing back there that you want. Absolutely nothing. There's absolutely no reason at all for you to be looking back. Anything that is in your past is not a part of your future, period, end of discussion. Even if you drove it off, even if your mouth ended the relationship, even if that alcoholism broke your family up or that drug addiction broke your family up or that affair messed your family up, nothing that is behind you God has in your future. Because God knew all this before you ever did it. Before you ever walked through what you walked through, God already knew it was going to happen. All right? So you don't need to beat yourself up. Let go of it and move forward. Right? It says, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. And I just want you to ask yourself today, are you down on yourself? Are you down on yourself because of past mistakes you've made or because you're not where you want to be in life? Are you? You know, God knows every poor choice that we've made, every difficulty, every wrong turn you may have made, and He's already planned your comeback. God, what a sigh of relief that we all can just take right there. Of God, you already knew. You already knew the comeback that I would need. You already knew that I would walk through this yet again. You already knew I would fall again. You know, in Scripture, we see Jonah. I love the story of Jonah. Jonah took a detour. He sure did. And it took him a little bit longer. But because he called out to God, because he believed, God not only rescued him, but God got him to his final destination. I can just imagine God, you know, being like, Jonah, Jonah, Jonah. Boy, bye. Like, when are you going to ever get it together? You know what I'm saying? Like, some of us. Like, I was the queen of mistakes. I was the queen of being a rebel. I was a queen of, if you tell me I can't do it, I'm going to do it. That's just that. I just was stubborn as all get out. And I still have a little bit of stubbornness in me. I don't think stubborn's too bad, because stubborn helps you get back up again when you want to lay down in a heap of mess and stay down. That stubborn kicks in and helps you keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? But I can just see God being like, Jonah, Jonah, Jonah. Whale, big whale, go get Jonah. Swallow him up. Let him stay in your belly for 3 days. That boy's going to need transportation back to where I need him to be in the first place, right? And I just wonder if that's a lot, if you look at your life and you see where, like, I can look back at my life and I can see where in 2006, I had done my life the way I wanted to do my life, right? Like, I did it. Like, when I was in Bible school at 21 years old, 22 years old, and Pastor Rod Parsley came to me and said, girl, don't you look at that boy. I don't bless it. You're jumping out of the fire into the frying pan if you marry that boy. I ain't going to bless it. I'm not going to condone it. And he put the pressure on me. And in the middle of the night, I get up and I move back home so I can marry that boy. I've always been that, oh, you ain't going to tell me, right? I bet that was Jonah. But I look back at my life, y'all, and I think about how, you know, if it wouldn't have been for me marrying that boy that I wasn't supposed to marry, and it was toxic, and we were, oh my God, I loved everything about him. I loved his guts for 16 years. Like, I think it was like 2-3 months shy of being 17 years. I had 2 kids with him, loved his guts. But it was toxic. Like, it was just toxic. We were 2 broken people, 2 broken preacher's kids, right? But if it wouldn't have been for that, I wouldn't have nothing to talk about now. You know what I'm saying? So if you stop and just stop beating yourself up for mistakes that people say you made, are they really mistakes? Yeah, they might have caused you a whole lot of trouble, a lot of tears, a lot of heartbreak, but are they really trouble? Like, I want you to stop and just think about your life right now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might have embarrassed your family by swinging on the pole in that strip club for that crazy phase you went through. But look at all you learned in that season. That's the way I choose to look at things. You know, you might be on your 5th husband, but, you know, each one has taught you something, right? I don't know. I just kind of feel like, I bet Jonah sat in that well, that belly of that whale, for 3 days contemplating the same thing I'm asking you to think about today. You know, I think if we stop beating ourselves up for the choices we've made and just look at the stuff we've gotten out of all those bad choices that really were like life college for us that we could have never, ever paid to get in a college. You know what I'm saying? A seminary could have never taught us to get at the feet of Jesus like a bad decision. You know what I'm talking about? So, you know, today wasn't really that bad. You know, if I wouldn't have walked through it, I wouldn't have moved back in with my mom and dad at 36 years old. I wouldn't have had to go to work at Bloomingdale's and Belk. I wouldn't have fallen in love with people. I'd still be a complete brat. I would still be a gimme, gimme, gimme diva. If I wouldn't have lost everything, I would not love people like I love them. If I wouldn't have lost everything, literally, and had to start back over at 40 years old. You know, my life didn't even start till I was 40. You know, I was still doing makeup at 40. Like, if it wouldn't have been all these things that God lined up and he used my bad choices. And so I hope that gives you a little bit of relief today. You know, you got to know today that failure is not final. And God always has the final say. You know, mistakes don't have to keep you from your destiny. God's plan overrides every setback, period. It doesn't matter if people are on a quest together, if a community of people are on a quest to bring your butt down because they can't stand you, to expose you, God will shut them down. See, your world may be in turmoil today, in a relationship, in your finances, maybe even in your health. But know this, not only will God rescue you, he will set your feet on a rock and lead you to your final destination in life. Y'all, that's a fact. I'm proof of it. You got to remember the promise that he placed on the inside of you. It didn't go away because you had some personal failure. God, that is awesome right there. Let me just say that again for somebody that feels like it is over for you. Stop letting people tell you it's over. Stop letting the way your son treats you make you feel it's over. Stop letting the way your ex treats you or your ex treats you make you feel like it's over. Stop letting your feelings make you feel like it's over. Stop letting those digits in your age make you feel like it's over. It's not over. The promises God has placed on the inside of you did not go away because you had a personal failure. No. That failure is only temporary. But his word remains forever. You got to keep hoping. You got to find your hope again. Nobody can make you find that but you. Nobody can get your tail up out of that depression but you. Nobody can kick that victim mentality off of you but you. You have to do it. Your life is worth it. God is waiting on you. God needs your assistance. He needs you to get up. He needs you to shake yourself. He needs you to believe again. Because he is wanting to move in your life. He's wanting to move you into blessings. He's wanting to move you into victory. He's waiting on you. You know, I know that everyone in life is, man, we've all experienced pain. We've all experienced hurt at some point in our lives. We've all felt like our trust has been compromised. And we wonder if we'll ever be able to trust again, right? Because I just hear so many of you in my head right now, just, Kim, you don't understand. You don't understand. I hear what you're saying, but I'll never be back. I'll never be able to love again. I'll never be able to love me again. They took everything from me. They took my dignity. They lied on me. They built a whole case about me, and the world believed them. No, the world didn't. 7 billion people in this world, your phony friends might have believed what people said about you, but the people that really are your tribe did not believe what people said about you, right? Your tribe, the people that matter, even if it's just one, they know who you really are. Even if you had a moral failure, even if you had a breakdown for a momentary season, the people that are really with you don't let you go. So stop putting everybody in one bowl. Everybody is not after you. God just was weeding out the phonies out of your life that were completely weighing you down in the first place. So what is the one thing that keeps you back? What is the one thing that makes you be up one day and down one day? One day you just can own the world. The next day you're back in the goalie. You're depressed. You need a service dog. You just, oh, I can't let go. This pandemic has caused me to have PTSD. And you know what? PTSD's real. Depression's real. But you have the authority to crawl out of that place. I've done it. Yo, I've been cheated on. My Lord. I have all of these things. I've been accused of all kinds of things. And if I didn't know the God on the inside of me, I would have laid down and wouldn't be winning millions of people to God every day. I would have let a bunch of losers and liars talk me out of my destiny because I didn't know who I was. But I, at the end of the day, know who I am. And I don't believe lies about me. You can't convince me of something that I know I'm not. All right? So you got to find it. All of us have been there. All of us have had trust just torn out from under us. God, in this year, so many people have been revealed as phonies in your life because, man, this pandemic's brought the good and the bad out of people. But this is not the worst year ever. This is, you know, I hear people saying all the time, oh my God, this has been the worst year ever, ever. Oh my God, this has been the best year ever. It really has. It's been the worst year. I've walked through some things this year that, oh my God, this has really been the worst year of my life. But it's been the best year of my life because I found me on another level, right? I learned that I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was. I am capable. I am anointed. I am chosen, honey. So it's what this year is what you make of it, right? So basically, everyone has experienced pain. Everyone has experienced hurt at some point in our lives. We've all felt like our trust has been compromised. We wonder if we will ever be able to trust again. Those experiences truly can be very painful, and the feelings are completely normal. I had some bombard me this year, starting in January, literally starting 2020 off, and I walked through something I never saw it coming. Blindsided me, saints. It sure did. Never in a trillion years could I have ever thought that I would be blindsided. And it tested my heart to its core. And it would have been so easy for me to throw the whole world away. It really would have. Talk about losing trust. And these experiences can be very painful. And feelings are completely normal. And maybe you are scared to trust again for the fear of future pain. And you know what? It makes complete sense. Betrayal by a loved one brings on some of the most painful pain imaginable. And usually, it doesn't happen just with one. It didn't just happen this year for me with one. It happened with a few of the closest people in my world. Sure did. But here's the key. Trust is the foundation of all meaningful relationships. And you cannot just skip over it. Here's the good news. And I'm here to testify. The good news is that you can trust again. You can. I am. All within a whole 10-month span. Oh my gosh. Sure enough. Here I am trusting again. Here I am with a good heart again. You can trust again, right? Here's the unfortunate truth. Here's what you have to understand is that you may get hurt again. You may. Someday. It's called life. And trusting, what I've discovered this year, is a decision you must make, knowing there are never any guarantees that you won't feel this way again in the future. The coolest thing about this year for me is that I had God really let, God did it. I promise you, rejection is a release. I am learning so much, even about my own preaching. I am right on the money. I ain't toot my own horn, but I'm right on the money. Rejection is a release. Rejection is not necessarily someone wanting out of your life, but it is somebody God needed out of your future. Rejection is not because you're fat. Rejection is not because you're five finger forehead. Rejection is not because you stink. Rejection is not because you're, if anything, you're not a fraud. Rejection is just simply that. It's God needing these people out of your life. They cannot go where you're going. They just can't. All right? So let it go. Let them go. And stop taking it personal. Stop getting in your feelings. I know it hurts, but let it go. Right? Here's the key. Trusting is a decision. You must make, knowing there are never any guarantees that you won't feel it again in the future. Probably will. So with this in mind, you may have to ask yourself, how can you ever learn to trust someone again? Here it is. Simple. You have to make the choice and jump back in. Somebody just said, oh God, Kim. Yes, y'all, you have to make the choice. I'm jumping back in. And every time that I get in my head, this is too good to be true, or they're going to hurt me like the other person did, you got to kick it out of your head. Switch emotions. You have to let your guard down, and you have to let go of the fear, period. You have to make the choice. You have to jump in, and you have to let your guard down, and you have to let go of the fear. It ain't easy, and it won't happen overnight. And you'll have to work on it. But here's what I want to ask you. Yeah, they hurt you. Yeah, here's how I looked at it this year. They helped me move forward so fast. I literally moved forward so fast. It was like, boom, it was over. 24 hours. I promise you. Because here's what I learned. They're human. And they were only supposed to be in my life for a season. And you know what? I'm going to get hurt again, but I'm going to heal again. I'm not going to go through my life not trusting people. I'm going to give everybody all of me every day of my life. I'm not going to, no restraints. I'm going to just love as love unabandonedly. And I'm going to get over it when they hurt me, if they hurt me, right? It's a choice. So here is what I did. I embrace vulnerability. That's what I do. I embrace vulnerability. See, vulnerability is one of your greatest strengths. Vulnerability is one of my greatest strengths, and it's yours too. As humans, y'all, we tend to believe that we are risking too much by putting ourselves out there and being vulnerable. But that's absolutely the opposite of what's really true. If you don't put yourself out there and take risks, you end up missing out on so much. Life is messy. But it has to be in order to be worth living, right? What are you holding back for? You're afraid they won't like you if they know the real you? Oh, well, who cares? The right ones will love all of you. And you know what? You'll end up setting the world free because there's so many people wanting to hang around with people that are free. See, building proactive walls to hide behind, emotionally speaking, you know, that may sound like a good idea, but those walls, they do not discriminate, y'all. They don't discriminate between positive and negative feelings. You know, when Jonah was laying in that belly, I bet he was going through all of this. You know, why didn't I want to go to Nineveh where I was told to go? Because I had walls up. Those people at Nineveh had hurt me before. So I didn't want to go in front of them. I didn't want to go over there because, you know, a lot of times God will place you right back in the middle of your enemies and they'll end up funding your whole ministry. But if you're too afraid to be hurt, then you won't do what God's called you to do. And you'll end up in the belly of a whale while God teaches you a lesson. See, because the walls that you build up and resurrect, they don't discriminate between the positive and negative feelings. See, a life that is guaranteed to be free from betrayal is also guaranteed to be free from love. Yeah. A life that is guaranteed to be free from betrayal is also guaranteed to be free from love, y'all. See, love is choosing to trust someone with your heart. This is friends. This is my staff. This is your staff. This is your friends. This is your spouse. This is your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your family member. See, you can practice showing your emotional vulnerability in a safe setting. Talk to a close family member or a good friend. Be open with them about how you're feeling. See, you may implicitly trust them, but the act of opening up shows this is a very real way. And it reinforces, y'all, the belief in your mind that trust is absolutely a good thing. You know what else I do? You know what else I do besides embracing vulnerability? I've learned to trust myself. You have to trust yourself. In order to ever trust another person, you must first trust yourself. What does that even look like? Trust in yourself? It means trust in your judgment and ability to make good choices. See, just because someone you loved hurt you, it does not mean that you have poor judgment or that you made a mistake in letting them in. That's the lie the devil tells you. Because relationships matter. Because relationships matter, the enemy tries to tell you, you don't know how to make good judgment. Y'all, I really feel like this just hit somebody. Somebody has been, you've been telling yourself this, that you have poor judgment. That's a lie. That is a lie. We never fall in love with someone thinking they're going to hurt us. It doesn't matter if they're 63, 23, 33. Some people just got terrible character. Some people are just sociopaths. Some people have done this their whole life to everybody. You just happen to have a good heart. And you believed in them and you never saw it. See, when you have a good heart, sometimes you get in phony, crappy relationships because you believe the best in people. Yeah, you believe the best in people. And so you trust people. But just because you trusted a phony, fraud, sociopath, narcissistic person doesn't mean that you're terrible or you don't trust yourself ever again. You healed from that. You'll heal from someone else. See, your instincts are powerful. And you should not doubt yourself based on this one experience or two or three experiences. I hear it all the time. I just attract crappy people. No, you don't. You just love. You believe the best in people. Stop talking about yourself like that, right? They're crappy, but it don't make you less than because you love crappy people. See, before you know it, you'll start detecting the crappy people better. You'll start learning to listen to the red flags because we all have them. Instead of thinking you can change them, you'll let go of them. So pay attention to your instincts and trust yourself. See, here's what I do. I do this exercise to try, and maybe you want to try it, to help rebuild trust in yourself. You know, I look at all the decisions that I made that have had positive outcomes. And start with your choice to end things with the person who broke your trust. If you knew that you'd never be able to trust them again, then leaving the relationship was most definitely the right decision to make. So start with your choice to end things with the person who broke your trust. This is what I did. I looked at this person that the last relationship that ended, and I thought back, and I even tried with this person. I wanted to believe so bad their words instead of what I was seeing with my eyes. And so I tried to do something that I knew, I believe that God dropped it in my spirit. Ask them this question and their answer will be your answer. Whatever comes out of their mouth, you'll know you made the right decision. Or you'll know that they weren't ever going to be honest with you. And I did it. And sure enough, they failed. And so that's what you have to do. You have to ask yourself, Would I ever have been able to trust them? And if the answer was no, you made the right decision to not fight for it harder. And look at your wider life now and all the things that are going well in it. Maybe you're like, nothing's going well. That's a lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You're just being a victim. Shake yourself right now. All right? There are some good things in your life happening. If you don't believe you've got good things, two of the greatest things ever were that you opened your eyeballs this morning. So that's the start, right? So you will have certainly made many great choices and positive results when you look at the wider revenue of your life, the results of your life. Things are going well in it, right? Look at the good financial choices. Look at your good career choices. Look at your good health choices. Look at your good friendship choices. And make a list of them so you can remind yourself how strong your instincts really are. Stop talking about yourself so bad because you believed in a phony, right? So here's another thing. Here's another thing I do. I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive. I just choose to forgive. Like, you're not even worth me not forgiving. You're not worth holding my blessings back. You're just not worth it. See, forgiveness is important. And you may not necessarily choose to forgive the person who hurt you. Although, you know, you're not going to go very far because forgiveness is important, right? You got to forgive that person. You're not forgiving that person for them. You're forgiving that person for you. So you can forgive yourself. See, I think it is very natural to blame yourself for allowing someone to hurt you. I did it. It's so funny after someone shows you their true colors, all of a sudden, you're like, God, what an idiot I was. Because then all of a sudden, you remember all the red flags that was there before you ever said I do. Or before you ever got in a long relationship with them, friendship with them. Let your dad back in your life, whatever your story is. And you may think that you were stupid to have allowed it. Or that you should have known better. And so you begin to blame yourself. Stop it. You got to remember that you were so courageous to open yourself up to being vulnerable in the first place. You are not to blame for someone else's actions, period. You didn't make them drink. You didn't make them cheat. You didn't make them abandon you as a child. You didn't make them. It was nothing about you and everything about their character flaws. See, you acted with the best intentions. You held up your end of the relationship bargain. Sure, you might have disagreed with your partner, your friend, your dad, your mom, your whatever. And you might have even got upset with them at times. But you did not deserve to have your trust broken. But here's what you have to understand. No relationship is perfect. You did your best to make your end work. Now stop telling yourself otherwise and forgive yourself. Forgive it. Forgive yourself. Another thing I did was I gave myself time to grieve. I gave myself time to grieve. I just did. Now I learned how to mourn and move, but I allowed myself time to grieve while I was moving. Yes. Being hurt by someone does require you to go through the entire grieving process. You're grieving the relationship you had with that person. You're grieving the person you thought you knew. Gosh, yes. But they turned out to be so different. You are grieving the life you had and the life you thought you would have with them in the future. You are grieving typically includes 5 stages I've learned in my 48 years. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and finally acceptance. denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and finally, acceptance. So stop fighting these stages that are very natural and very important. All right, here's the last thing I do. I don't continue to label myself the victim. This is so important. Stop labeling yourself and carrying yourself as the victim. Y'all, it is really easy to feel bad for yourself after being hurt. While you may need a day or two to stay in bed, eating ice cream, watch a Notebook, try to wrap it up quickly. Just, you don't understand. Well, I do understand that it's not helping you laying in that bed, gaining 12 pounds eating Haagen-Dazs for somebody that's a jerk face. It's not going to help you get over your pain. Don't allow yourself to wallow in the sting of being betrayed. If you focus entirely on blaming the person involved, you make yourself the victim. Y'all, this is my best tip I could ever give you. Own your truth and move on. They might have acted in ways that hurt you and broke your trust, but that's on them, baby, not you. And you know what else? Stop letting people give you their opinion. Well, it ain't worth working it out. It ain't worth fighting. No! No, you don't know what I lived in. No. Stop letting people tell you what you need to do and how you need to grieve and all this stuff that ain't walking in your shoes. And you understand something, y'all. You are not their victim. You are not the victim. And you are not a victim. Period. You are not their victim. You are not the victim. And you are not a victim. If you allow it to, honey, the victim mentality can pervade all areas of your life. It will. It'll rob you of your self-confidence. It'll rob you of your self-worth. Do you really want to give the other person that sort of power over you, even when they are no longer in your life? Really? You have to make an effort. You have to be intentional. Yes. Yes. I'm telling you, you can overcome it. You have more control than you think. Give yourself some credit. And you know what else? Keep your expectations high. Just because you were hurt by someone you loved, you do not have to lower your expectations in the future. In fact, you should keep the same expectations or even raise the bar, baby. Don't accept future deceit or infidelity because you become numb to it. Don't think you deserve it or consider it a part of every relationship. Stop that. Make your views on trust clear to any future partner and let them know that you will not put up with it. You will not put up with any breaking of that trust. Period. It is a non-negotiable, baby. Some people may come to you, even if you're walking through this, and they're keeping you hanging on because they're saying, just hold out for it while your partner is cheating and talking to people on the phone and all this other stuff, sending nasty pictures and talking sexting and all this stuff. And they're over there saying, just stand for them. No, you do not have to stand for it. You do not. They are cheating and it is a non-negotiable. They might want to stay in a relationship where someone's cheating on them, but you ain't got to. Here's the key. Leave the past behind you. Realize that your past is different than your future. One person's bad behavior, two person's bad behavior, three person's bad behavior, five, whatever, is not a reflection of all humankind, period. While it is smart to avoid the same types of people and situations, here's the key. It's important that you don't project your own feelings of insecurity onto potential friends, new partners. Stop bleeding on people that didn't cut you. Let God heal you. And it starts with you. You have to make the decision. You have to make the decision to get up. You have to make the decision to stop throwing everybody in one basket because one person hurt you or five people hurt you. Don't project your own feelings of insecurity. Watch your behavior. Stay vigilant for any signs that your past may be influencing how you respond to people. All right? You deserve to be loved. You deserve to have a healthy tribe that believes in you. You deserve it. You deserve to have a hype team behind you yelling and screaming for you, excited for you. Right? Let people love you today. Consider all the future possibilities today. Sure, you loved all the last people that broke your heart, but clearly fate has a different plan for you. God, not even fate, God has a different plan for your life. It may be hard for you to think about right now, but there's someone out there. There's a new tribe of people out there who's better for you. Focus on who you want to meet in the future. Focus on the relationships that are going to be your hype team. Get excited. There are people that aren't going to be jealous of you. There are people that are going to believe in you. There are people that are going to yell for you. My mentorship, my RTK inner circle is a great place to start to get free. I'm telling you, I have built a community of people over there that we love hard. We meet in Atlanta at my church every 6 months together. We do life together. You want new friends? RTK Inner Circle is where it's at. And you know what else? Tell your story. One day, when you find the right people, maybe you got the right people today, but you ain't opened up. But you decide to today after this podcast. Feel ready to trust them. Make sure you communicate openly about your past experience and your fear of future heartbreak. Not only is it healthy to communicate honestly in the beginning of a new relationship or new friendships, but maybe you'll help them with your story. Love can lead to some of the most intense pain. But it can also be the greatest thing you'll ever experience in your life. After all, no one said love was going to be easy. But you got this. You got this. God's got you. And you know what? I'm really, really, really excited about this podcast. Because I feel like some people decided today to get free. I feel like today someone decided that you are not their victim, you are not the victim, and you're not a victim, and you got free. And I'm excited about your future. All we need sometimes is the truth, right? Wisdom and understanding. And I feel like somebody got it today, and I'm excited. You know what? I'll see y'all next week. I love y'all so much. Listen, go be fabulous. Get your butt free. Stop stalking them on Facebook. Stop talking to their family that you don't even like when you were with them. You know what I'm saying? Oh, just stop breaking your own heart and get free today. Because you're awesome. You are awesome. Live wide open. Live unabandonedly. Live authentically you, yourself, and change the world, because you are a world changer. You are a nation shifter. And you know what? You're a game changer. I love y'all so much. I'm Real Talk Kim. Share this with somebody. Somebody needed to hear this today. I believe in you. I love you. I got your back, your top, your side, your middle, your front, your back, whatever. I got you. I got you. And if you don't think nobody got you, I got you. And I believe in you, and I'm excited about your future. Y'all, stay connected. Go to realtalkkim.com. Be a part of my world. If you're ever in Atlanta, come visit me in Fayetteville, Georgia. I pastor the greatest church in America, Limitless Church, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215, Sundays, 11 o'clock. I'll see you on Sundays. And if you're not, you can join my iChurch. Go to limitlesschurch.live. Just join, connect, and be a part of my world. Join my RTK Inner Circle today, my mentorship program. I think you'll love it. Go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. I love you guys.